Simon & Schuster Audio presents Call Her Freedom, a novel written by Tara Darabji, read by Sunila Nankani. You know, they straightened out the Mississippi River in places to make room for houses and livable acreage. Occasionally, the river floods these places. Floods is the word they use, but in fact, it is not flooding. It is remembering. Remembering where it used to be. All water has a perfect memory and is forever trying to get back to where it was. Toni Morrison, The Sight of Memory. My nights are tormented, and I cannot sleep. The bodies and graves appear and reappear in my dreams. The sound of the earth as I covered the graves. Bodies and faces that were mutilated. Mothers who would never find their sons. My memory is an obligation. Atta Muhammad, a Kashmiri grave digger at Chehal Bimyar, who buried 203 unidentified bodies from 2002 to 2006. A.P. Chatterjee, P. Imroz, et al. Buried evidence. Unknown, unmarked, and mass graves in Indian-administered Kashmir. Prologue. Smoke. I can't smell smoke without thinking of you, Father. You left me after the fire. I was 7 years old. As a child, I tried to understand what happened, but all I could remember was the grief. The fire rips in jagged ways through my memory. I could barely breathe through the thick gray clouds. Mother held me. Orange flames licked her scarf. The weight of her body suffocated mine. The fire left a scar on my calf. It's a pale white line, splitting my birthmark in two, running like the border that crosses our home, militarized on both sides. My body, like my birthmark, partitioned by colonial forces, so all we remember is war. Father, you were the one who said my birthmark was shaped like our country, Charagan, like a moth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?